This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week, a continuation of a visit that we began last week with our guest, who is the Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent, Dennis Patton. What we're into here is successfully starting vegetable transplants from seed. And for those earlier planted vegetables, those starts should be established here very soon now. Dennis, we talked about the selection of seed. We talked about some of the other nuances, particularly with starting onions last time out. But let's look at the actual medium in which one would grow any vegetable transplant. Folks are often tempted simply to draw a sampling from their garden areas and plant in that medium, but that's not the way to go here, right?
That is correct. When we're growing transplants, we want to make sure we have clean, sterile media, what we call potting media, and usually that involves no garden soil. So most garden centers will sell a seed starting mix. They're very light, very airy, and they're all sterile, so that reduces the chances of damping off and other diseases. But they're the perfect medium for getting those seeds going, because really these plants are going to be growing in this soil for about 6 to 8 weeks before we put them out into our good garden soil. So yeah, we want to make sure we get a medium that's for transplants, seed starting.
Couple of standards required for transplant success, though. Moisture and adequate light. Speak to those, if you would, Dennis.
Yeah, you know, germination or growing transplants is really kind of a two-phase. The first phase is getting them germinated. So once we get them planted, usually we like to put them in a warmer location where that soil's maybe up in the 70, 72 degree range. So people put them on a warm location. Some really diehard people put what they call a heat mat, a seed starting mat underneath them. Then once they're germinated and start coming through, that's the growth phase. And that's where light really becomes very important. A lot of diehard seed starters will do everything under lights. Like you can use fluorescent shop lights. You know, that now they have all the LED fixtures that you can use. And the key to the growing those transplants under light is you can leave them on for 15, 16, 18 hours a day, or 24/7 works too. And the other thing, you need to keep those light sources fairly close so you get that duration and intensity. So by close, I mean that LED fixture, that shop light, may only be 3-4 inches above the top growth of the plant. So you want some sort of mechanism on a chain or a stand where you can raise and lower it as the plants grow. Because what you're really wanting to grow is that really short, stocky transplant. You don't want something that's kind of wimpy, you know, going to blow in the wind, those type of things. And the way you do that is with good light, intensity, and duration. And if you go out to the Kansas Healthy Yards video page, there's a short video on creating a light stand using a fluorescent fixture out of PVC pipe that'll hold 2 to 3 pretty good sized flats, which you could probably easily get 50 to 100, 125 seedlings going under that. You know, item will probably cost you $30, $40 or less and really help aid in your gardening.
And accompanying that would be managing the temperature in which those transplants are growing. What considerations come to the fore there?
You know, once you're past that germination stage, you can really go back to typical room temperatures. You know, most houses are, you know, in the 68 to 72 range. That's going to be good for most plants. If it's really a warm location, they're going to really elongate, stretch out. You know, a little bit cooler is going to slow them down. So maybe instead of taking 6 weeks to produce a transplant, it may take 8 weeks. That's why I recommend people that are starting seeds, keep some good notes and records. Because then you're going to know that in my location, it only takes me 6 weeks to grow a transplant because it's warmer, sunnier, as opposed to where it's cooler, it may take 8 weeks. And that way, next year, you can adjust back and forth to make sure you get a seedling that's ready to go to the garden when you're ready to go to the garden, not a week or two before or a week or two after.
Have some fun with it, gardeners. But once again, we're nearing the time, if not already there in the case of some vegetables, for starting those transplants from seed. Use all the resources from Research and Extension that can lend more guidance on this. Dennis, thank you as always. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Eric.
Again with us, Johnson County Extension Horticulture Agent Dennis Patton on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.